Back talking Hiawatha boys basketball now. Justin Fluke joined by head coach Brady Jasper. The Red Hawks are 9-1 on the season. Like the girls, still undefeated in the Big East League and coming off a bye last night. Also still ranked and moving up a bit in Class 3A. So, coach, you survived last Thursday and Friday night on the road at Blue Valley Randolph, winning by 12 and then beating Rossville. Huge game on your home court, 62-54 last Friday. So, we talked about going into that, the back-to-back and tough competition, especially Friday, but looks like your guys handled it fairly well. Well, you're happy overall with the results of those two games?
Yeah, they were tough games. You're right about that. They were tough games, and we hadn't gone back-to-back like that all year, I don't think. So we didn't know how that would be, getting tested in that way. But both games, the kids played pretty well. I felt like they rebounded the ball well both games, and I think they were happy to be winners.
What are you most impressed with so far about your team? I mean, what's the thing that stands out to you that has helped, you know, get to this 9-1 start halfway through?
Well, you know, there could be a couple different things that you might say there, but there were a few times last week that I felt like we were rebounding it pretty well. There were a few plays that we made around the rim that just were kind of caught my attention, and I thought that was really good for us. That's important for us. If we can keep building on that, be a good rebounding team. Some things that we've done defensively have helped us also. So hopefully we've got some good things going for us. And keeping those things throughout the month of February will be the key.
Well, you definitely have some size and strength inside. So, yeah, being a good rebounding team, out-rebounding your opponents. One of the things I thought that was going to be interesting going into your game against Rossville was the pace of the game and how you were able to control that. Rossville obviously loves to really get up and down the court. How did you feel like your guards played in helping kind of control the pace against Rossville?
Yeah, that's an interesting point that you make. We tried to make that point before our game as well. It's not really like we always have a game plan or a specific bunch of stuff that we talk about before we play an opponent. But going into the Rossville game, we all agreed that was going to be important. Keeping them out of transition and knowing that how quick they can be in there and how we could do that, whether that's controlling tempo or trying to slow it down or not necessarily slow it down, but not be scared to run. But how can we keep some of their strengths away from them? And if you saw that game, I mean, they're super fast in transition. The point guard is lightning quick, and they've got shooters. And if you get cross-matched down there, man, you're in trouble. But we did a pretty good job there, and I thought that was key to probably helping us win on Friday.
We'll talk more about your tournament next week, but you will have a game before we talk again, and it looks like a rematch against Troy, so a chance to avenge your only loss of the season in the first round of that Thunder Classic next week. Of course, before you get there, you have a home game this Friday against Jeff West. Are you enjoying, I guess, having a little extra time here going into the Jeff West game and then the tournament because of last night off, and what are kind of your thoughts on the Tigers and going into the tournament then?
Yeah, it was nice to have an evening off watching everyone else play on Tuesday. We practiced with the guys for a while, and then I tried to watch as many of the games as I could and follow the action in the conference last night. You know, and this kind of kudos to a lot of different people, but our coverage of sports at Northeast Kansas right now is phenomenal through the radio and some live stream services. So we talked off air how I kind of set up a war room and was back and forth on watching some of the games in the league. And what stuck out to me was that how competitive some of these games are, how well some of the clubs are playing right now, and some of the coaching that's in the Big East is phenomenal to watch those guys operate with their teams in close games down the stretch, or the way their teams execute. So I did. So that was my takeaway from last night. I really enjoyed the night off. No pressure on me. I was watching it on some other teams and coaches.
Well, I agree, but definitely you and your team are a part of that conversation as well. Off to a great start. Good luck keeping it rolling against Jeff West, and then the Thunder Classic will be there next week, Coach. So thanks for your time, and good luck in the upcoming games this week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Red Hawks. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats on KNZA and MSCSports.net are brought to you by Carl's Body Shop, by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, and by Hiawatha Implement.